Morning, everybody. We'll call the Sussex County Council meeting August 29, 2017 to order. First thing is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, we have no amendments to today's agenda.
And motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Mr. Lawson, you have something we need to do first thing here?
It's in the county administrator's report.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Minutes of August 22nd. We had those. Anybody got any questions, concerns, corrections? Hearing none, those stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
There is none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comments, Mr. Guy? Thank you, sir. I'm going to guess this is Paul Rieger. Hand wringing quite as good as normally is.
Terrible, terrible. Good morning. Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown. Basically, with all of a while ago with the taxes and the property taxes and the dollar amounts and the increases, looked at my tax bill. Went up substantially a little bit percentage-wise. But then I got curious and I reverted to the taxes of my neighbor who didn't have the permits pulled prior to me moving there for different items and everything else. But the irony is with the tax for the assessments, his assessment was 31.8. It went up to 37.6. And basically his taxes from 3 years ago was $1,105 up to $1,442, which is a substantial increase. A lot of that increase, at least 20%, is caused by him having to get the permits and being added to the tax rolls each year. The conclusion is how many people in this county overlook getting permits? And that, as far as I know and understand, if somebody builds something, puts something up, if you do it and say, okay, nobody will stop by 2 years already by saving the added assessment and not paying the taxes, it's just like stealing. And if you never get caught, there's a substantial amount that is being stolen from the county and the entire people in a tax break. It's like you go into Walmart or a store, you go to buy something. I'm assuming that there's an added percentage on each product that we buy for theft. So as far as they build a better security system to prevent the theft. It's an added expense, I would assume, but it's a justifiable expense. Now, if we go out there and somebody has a violation, you may say, okay, you're in code compliant, pay for the permit. There is nothing done to have a fee on the back end to say, well, you just robbed the taxpayers of Sussex County for so many years. There should be an added expense added to that. Because right now there is nothing there that I can tell that makes it worthwhile for anybody to come in and get a permit. It would pay to just not even comply, not even to do it, because the law of percentages says you're going to be well ahead. And it's just robbing everything that collects from the taxes that the county collects, is every department, every entity, from the permit fees, whichever departments and entities collect the money from the permits, the fees that the county collects, they're being shorted. The schools are being shorted. The county's being shorted. Everybody is being shorted by that. And it's just whether it's because of ignorance, you don't need a permit, don't know if you need one or not, it may not be clear enough. But the enforcement aspect for zoning needs to be improved more than anything else. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I want to talk about stinking chickens. DPI does not represent the farmers. They're in the pockets of the integrators. And if you don't believe it, try it. Before you guys get rambunctious about setbacks, let's look at some of the problems. I live in chicken country. I got a chicken house a quarter mile from me. I can smell that chicken house. Why? Because it's management. And then I've also got some closer. The worst times that you can smell a chicken house is not on a windy day. It's on a day where there's no wind at all. These setbacks are not going to solve the stink problem. Fans are already required to be on the one end, and that doesn't mean a thing. If somebody else is close by, you could have a chicken farmer with these new regs that you want to put into effect. I'm going to use that wall as an example. Each one of them represents a farm. So he has a chicken house, and then he has his own personal house further back. That means a neighbor over here that could have built chicken houses can now not build because he's within the 400 feet of the residential portion. And that's what makes it bad, is because you're cutting off your nose in spite of your face. And so what's wrong with that picture? Recently I was at a chicken farm, and I was within 100 feet of the chicken house, standing there talking to the guy, and I couldn't smell it. And it was just as calm as could be. There was no wind whatsoever. And I said something to the guy. He says, it's good management. You're not going to smell it. And what about free-range chickens? Free-range chickens are coming. That means, there again, the whole block. They can go from point A to point B all over the farm. Ain't nothing you can say or do about it. They're going to open them doors, and they're going to go out in the back. Still a stinking chicken. So you're going to demand that they have to have them inside? I don't think so. Because, like I said, free range is coming. What about the guys that have got chicken tractors? Of course, you guys probably don't know what a chicken tractor is. And I'm not going to tell you what a chicken tractor is. I figure you guys ought to use your brains and find out yourself. But I'm not going to explain it to you. But they can also come all the way around the property lines and the whole kit and boodle, and they can be on small parcels. Ain't nothing you can say or do about it. They could be on a half-acre ground or a 100-acre ground. And why don't chicken farmers complain? You never hear a farmer complain. Why not? That road guy comes in and tells him, you're going to kiss me. He's going to kiss him. Why? Because if he don't, that company will shut him off. Because the road man is exactly what he wants to be. If he can be tough today, he will nail you to the wall. If he wants to be a good guy today, he'll be a good guy. But as far as solving this problem on setbacks, hey, you're always going to have a stink problem. The only thing you're doing is hurting the farmer. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lawson.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. Next item is the administrator's report. Mr. President, if you don't mind, I'd like to take the items out of order for the administrator's report, ending with the employee recognition for retirement.
Sure.
Item number two is, this is the administrator's report for August 29, 2017, starting with item number two. Norman Bud Ricker, member of the Sussex County Board of Adjustment, has announced his retirement. Mr. Ricker's last board meeting will be September 18, 2017. Mr. Ricker began his employment with Sussex County in the Planning and Zoning Office, where he worked as an inspector from 1989 to 2002 and as an operations coordinator from 2007 to 2009. Mr. Ricker has served on the Board of Adjustment since January 1, 2012. We wish him all the best in the future and thank him for his willingness to serve Sussex County. Item number three, a reminder the Council will not meet on September 5th or September 12th. Next regularly scheduled meeting will be held on September 19th at 10 a.m. County offices will be closed Monday, September 4th for the Labor Day holiday. And back to the top, item number one, Margaret Peggy Pepper, Clerk 3 Technician, Recorder of Deeds Office, will retire on Friday, September 1st. Ms. Pepper began her employment with Sussex County on September 1, 1987, and is retiring with 30 years of service. We wish her good health and happiness in the future. I also have some information about her time with the county. Peggy began her career with the county on September 1 as a roadside inspector at the transfer station. On February 1, 1995, she transferred to the sheriff's office as a clerk 1 and was later promoted to the position of deputy. On June 8, 2007, Peggy transferred to the Recorder of Deeds office as a clerk 3 tech until her retirement on September 1, 2017. Members of Council and Mr. President, we shared our tribute with Peggy this past Friday. However, given that years of service, 30 years with the county, I thought it was commendable and also worthy of having her plaque presented to her today, as well as having her picture taken with President Vincent. The plaque says, presented to Margaret H. Pepper by the Sussex County Council in grateful appreciation for 30 years of outstanding service and dedication as a Clerk 3 Tech. September 1, 1987 to September 1, 2017. Congratulations, Peggy. Best wishes in retirement.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service very much. We'll hold that thing and we'll smile and you'll make me look good. Look, come this way a little bit. There you go. All right.
There you go. Chip could always move over.
Thank you very,
very much for your service. We aspire to be like you.
Congratulations.
I think 30 years is nothing.
30 years.
George.
Congratulations again. Mr. President, if you don't mind, I'd like to jump down to Jeannie Jennings, Finance Director. Item number one, third quarter employee recognition awards. We'll move into further recognition. Ms. Jennings?
Thank you, Mr. Lawson. It is that time again to recognize our employees for exceptional customer service. Employees can be recognized by coworkers, county residents, and customers. There were 37 employees who received recognition in third quarter. A committee of supervisors employees reviewed all the pickles and would like to recognize three employees. The first two employees received an honorable mention. Allison Jernigan from Security received recognition from another employee who she helped in another department. The other department was over at the West Complex for training. Without asking, Allison helped the department set up and break down the area. The second employee is Sean Lewis in Utility Engineering. He received recognition by completing an exterior renovation to their department supply building. Sean no longer works for Buildings and Grounds, but he mobilized his personal tools and completed the project. The next employee received the third quarter customer service award. This employee is Joanne Williams of Register of Wills office. She received recognition from her supervisor for going above and beyond with a customer. The customer had medical issues and was emotionally distraught over the loss of her husband. She was having a difficult time understanding the process, and Joanne was patient, caring, and understanding. Joanne worked 35 minutes into her lunch hour to make sure the customer understood the process. These are just three of the 37 Pickles County employees received. At this time, we'd like to recognize the three employee winners, along with everybody else that is here today, by getting a group picture with Mr. Vincent and Mr. Lawson. If you guys can come on up.
Chip's love continues.
Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Allison?
It is. Here, you got come right on in here. My gracious. You hold this. That's next to a pickle. Come this way a little bit. Just watch Chip. He's in charge of all photographs.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you, Flora. You too. Yeah, this is yours, too. You got all kinds of stuff. I'm down to you right now. We're loading up. You are. Yes, you are. Welcome.
Good morning.
You
want
this side over here? Chip,
good advice.
I'm going to have you on the corner here. And Todd, I can stand back here. Maybe like this. Right. How does this look? Yeah. They can't see you back here. Get up there. Come on now. Be bashful.
I have a question.
Is that it?
No.
You can't.
Yeah, no. Back side. We got to get a box back here. So you have something standing.
Wait a minute. Chip. Give it a minute.
Chip's going to hand these to his office.
Really?
Yeah. It's plastered them all up.
Back, Ms. Jennings again. You're on a roll now.
Thanks. So the next item I have is the Delaware Transit Corporation funding request. Like past years, the state budget bill has allocated funding for transportation expenses for various senior centers in Sussex County. The amount of $796,850 decreased $12 from last year. The county's responsibility is to approve a recommended funding amount for fiscal year 2018 as per state law. This is an allocation of state grant funds to various senior centers for transportation purposes. The recommended funding for each agency is the same as previous, minus the allocation of the $12. And you can see the allocation in your packet. I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the allocation of state funds to various senior agencies within Sussex County as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Take a motion.
Motion before you.
Second.
Mr. Arlette. Question on a motion. We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette.
I will vote yes.
Mr. Burton.
I will vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am. Next.